Today, I want to mention a very beautiful faith enlightening story in front of you. An old man was seriously ill, and he had 4 sons. And one of the sons, he said to the other 3 brothers, that either you take his inheritance after his death, you take his inheritance, or you look after him, and I take his inheritance. And the other 3 brothers, they said that, no, you look after him, and we will take the inheritance. So that young man, he agreed. So he started to look after his father, until one day his father passed away. This young man was a very poor person. One night as he went to sleep, he saw a dream. And in that dream, someone was telling him that go to such a place and you will find 100 dinars. And the person, he said in his dream to that voice, is there any blessings in that? And the person replied, the voice, he replied that no, there's no blessings in it. So in the morning he woke up and he told his wife that this is the dream he had and this is the voice he heard. And the wife, she said, yes, take them 100 dinars. We can buy new clothes for ourselves. But the man, he did not agree. The second night when he went to sleep, he heard the same voice. And this time the voice, it said, go to so and so place and you will find 10 dinars there. And the man, he said, is there any blessings in them? And the voice said that, no, there's no blessings. So the person, he ignored that as well. And the third night, he had the same dream and the same voice he heard that go to such a place, you will find 1 dinar. And the man asked, is there any blessings in that? And this time, the voice said, yes, there is blessings in that 1 dinar. So the man, he went to that place where he was told that the dinar was. And he found that 1 dinar. So he thought to himself, what can I buy from 1 dinar? So he went to the fish market and he bought 2 fish and he paid 1 dinar for both of them. He took it home and as he was opening the stomach of the fish, he found 1 pearl in both of the fish. So he found 2 pearls. In both of the fish that he bought. And these pearls were never seen by anyone. They were so beautiful. The man has never seen anything like this. And on the other side, the king, he sent out his messengers, his servants, to go and look for the best pearl that you can find. And they came looking for this pearl and they met this person. He showed him that pearl. And the king's servants, they said, we'll pay you 30 mules loaded with gold if you give us this pearl. And the man, he agreed and he gave that pearl to the servants for the king. When the king saw this pearl, he fell in love with that. It was so beautiful. The king said, what am I going to do with 1 pearl? Go and look for another one, the similar one. And if you have to pay double, pay double. The servants, they came to that man and they said, if you have another pearl like this, what you sold us before, we're willing to pay double. We're going to pay you 60 mules loaded with gold. The man, he says, are you sure that you're going to pay me double the price? And the king's servants, they said that, yes, we will. And the man, he sold that other pearl for 60 mules loaded with gold. My dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal made this poor person one of the richest people living at that time. And one of the reasons the scholars they mention is that he looked after his father. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many blessings of taking care of your parents. We've heard about the blessings of taking care and the rights and the manners and the etiquettes and the blessings of mothers. Let's learn a few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the father. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, father is the middle door of paradise. It is up to you whether you protect it or you leave it. The last hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a son cannot fulfill the right of his father. Even if the son finds his father a slave and frees him after buying him. If you have fathers, take care of them, love them. If you have fathers, you can take care of them. Make sure that you give all what you have for the sake of taking care of your father and your mother. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.